Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. If we tried to cover all the potential risks to your retirement income, we'd be here all weekend. There are so many of them to consider. But today, we have the short list of major risks to your income in retirement. Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. And on our show today, as always, Eric will give you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. That's his goal for you. Eric, welcome.
Well, thanks, Luann. And you know, now more than ever is time where you really need to be paying attention to your financial plan and retirement plan and, you know, everything to do with your finances, obviously, with the recession that we're going to be going through and all the COVID-19 ramifications. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is one of those times where, especially when people are home more, hey, why don't you, you know, do something good with that instead of binging the latest show or, you know, just do whatever. Let's actually take some time and, you know, sit down and look at your financial plan and retirement plan and see if it's on track or not. And, you know, that's one of the most critical things to do is just have that plan in place.
I do want to mention also today coming up on our show, we'll have Drew Frampton join us, and he's here to talk about mortgages. He's general manager of O2 Mortgages, and that'll be really interesting too to hear what he has to say after everything that's been going on with our economy right now, Eric. Anyway, today you have pared down the list of potential income threats to just a handful. We know there's going to be a lot of income threats throughout retirement, but tell us the risks we're going to address today, Eric.
There's the top ones pretty much are, you know, one, of course, is longevity. We're all living a lot longer and longer. And, I remember grandfather was 63 and he rafted the Colorado River, you know, and all my family was like shocked. They're all like, wow, he's so old. And nowadays it's like 60 is almost nothing. It's like 60 is the whatever, the new 40 or something.
It's the new 40.
Yeah. And now you're impressed when somebody's, you know, 95 or 100 or something, you know, that doesn't even have to be impressive to be 70 or 80 anymore, right? So, so we're all starting to live longer and longer, and which is a great thing, with the exception of, you know, you got to have a lot more money, right? So you need to make sure that money really lasts. And then, you know, the other one, of course, is what we've all known is, you know, not having all your eggs in one basket. So came to be probably bigger and bigger light in the recent crash here. Yeah, it was so easy to invest and save for a long time here, right? Because all you had to do is put it money anywhere. In the last 11 years, the money would pretty much almost just go straight up anywhere in the market. So, hey, who needs a plan? Who needs to, you know, diversify? Yeah, now you know why, right? Things can go down really fast, and this year's crash was the fastest ever on record, with 22 days to go 30% down. So, if you had more diversification, you probably didn't have as big a hit. But if you had it all in just a bunch of passively invested funds that are just all, you know, stock market index based, yeah, those took a huge hit. Taxes, of course, are a huge one that's going to be coming up bigger and bigger. Why? Well, the Trump tax laws increased the debt for the first 2 years of his presidency by $2 trillion. That first bailout was $2 trillion. And how many more bailouts are we going to have? And then the Fed keeps having to print money to keep the economy going. So, you know, taxes are about the only way to get out of that. So the more tax efficiency you have, the more things that you can put money in that won't be taxed again, the better off you're going to be. And so that's one thing that I don't think enough people really pay attention to, is the fact really they need to be thinking about taxes a lot more, and not just, you know, tax deferred savings like 401ks and stuff. You need to have stuff that's really, you know, keeping those taxes permanently gone. And then, you know, a lot of times it's just being unprepared. That's probably the biggest one. A lot of times people, especially with this huge, you know, market crash we've had, you know, a lot of people, you realize, were very unprepared. And of course, nobody could prepare for a pandemic, because most of us never have been through one, right? So, yeah, there's some things that we're not going to be able to really fight off and recover from and, you know, plan for. But we all know that there's downturns. We always know that there's things where things are going to go bad. So that's why you have money in savings. That's why you have some credit lines. It's why you have to do all this stuff ahead of time. And, you know, if you've got a plan, it's really easy to fall back on. When you're lost and you've got a map and you know where you're at, then you have to just find yourself on the map and figure out where you're supposed to be going. But if there's no guide or there's no map or way to go, it gets pretty tough to do. So, yeah, again, that's one of those things where really what you got to do is be thinking about all these things and having a real plan. And, you know, so that's one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually will help people with this process called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And really what that is it's a way to have you worry less about your retirement, more about having fun and enjoying life. And we go through five areas. We go through the income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. There's no cost for you to do it. It's just a service that we basically will help you go through, figure out what path you're on, tell you what issues you might have along the way. And then it's up to you if you want to take action with us or if you want to do it on your own. So again, if you want to set up a 15 to 20 minute phone call just to find out what your situation's like and we can kind of help you and go from there, all you got to do is either text the word visit, even though it'll be a virtual visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, you said the first one is longevity and then it's, you know, diversification, having all your eggs in one basket, how you should not do that, taxes, and then just not being prepared and how you need to have a plan. So let's just start with longevity. You said that is a huge risk, but tell us why it's considered a risk and why you have to map out a plan for a long retirement.
Well, mainly just because once upon a time, we all would work for a company for 20, 30 years and get that golden watch and, get the big party and then you're off and you've got this pension for life, right? Do you got that anymore? No. No, most of us don't, unless you're working for government or a teacher or something like that. For the most part, those pensions are over and done with. And so really the only money that you have that's going to be consistently coming in on a guaranteed basis is dependent on the U.S. government. It's Social Security. That's the only real pension that people have now. And so that means it's all up to you and how skilled you are investing, and not how skilled you are investing and saving in your 30s, 40s, or 50s. No, no. This is how skilled you are investing in your 70s, 80s, and 90s. And most people, once they're getting older and stuff, they don't really want to be doing all that stuff. They don't want to be focused on all that. And they want to be enjoying life a lot more. So, yeah, you need to have some money that's lifetime, some money that can't go away. And there's some great products out there that you can't even lose money in, that they have some guaranteed growth factors into them. And then they're going to have a lifetime income for you. So that's one of the big keys that people, I think, need to have some money in at least is something that's going to be lifetime income. Building that plan, again, if that's something somebody wants to take advantage of, there's no cost, no obligation. We'll just do a phone call, see if it's right for you. All you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184, or you can just text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The long-term effects of the coronavirus are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services now. Eric and his team have seen market fluctuations before. Schedule a visit and work with them to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings from the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings. Don't wait. Call for a complimentary online visit or virtual meeting right now. 800-224-2489. You don't know if the market will lose 1,000 points tomorrow. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the coronavirus or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-224-2489. Don't wait. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. So today we're talking about the things you need to protect your income from in retirement, and we've pared it down to just a short list of potential risks to your retirement income. Eric, we hear this phrase all the time. You said it yourself, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But what does that really, really mean for retirees?
Well, it means when the Easter Bunny. No, just kidding. no, it's not a literal basket, I guess. But I mean, most people, I think, kind of know it's diversification. But what does that actually mean? And there's several different types of diversification people really need to know about. The main one that people know about is in terms of investments is ideally it should be asset class investing, meaning not just large company stocks, but international large, U.S. large, international small, U.S. small, you know, those types of things. So you want to be diversified in types of companies. Obviously, if you just have one stock and that stock's doing great, that's wonderful. But once that stock does bad, that's also really bad, right? So if you've got hundreds of stocks doing ups and downs, you're going to lose less. You're also going to make a little bit less too, because, you know, you've got more diversification. But, you know, over the long term, that will work out. The part people don't think about is if it's all market money, then that's a big problem. Because when the market goes down, as we've seen in, you know, in 2020 and 2008, 2009, if you got it all in the market, and I count the, you know, bond funds as the same as the market, stock market funds, because they're both have as much, they both have a lot of risk and they both tend now to go up and down together. So, you know, when you have all that money there, you're going to have issues with making sure that that's properly allocated. And if it's all going up and down at the same time and you need to take money out, well, the allocation doesn't matter, right? Because it's all going down. So that's where you need to have some steady income money, some stuff that's paying you dividends on an ideally monthly basis. And then also have some guaranteed money, some foundational money that's not going to go away. The other part of asset allocation or diversification is tax basket. There's the investment. You know, don't put all your eggs in the same investment basket, but also don't put all your eggs in the same tax treatment basket. And that's the part that I think people miss out a lot on. I work with a lot of people when they're hitting retirement and they're just like going, hold it, why is my taxable income so high? It's because you deferred everything in a 401k and IRA, and guess what? Time's up. You got to pay the piper and pay all those taxes. So yeah, that's one of those things that I think a lot of people don't really get and don't really understand is you need to have some money that's ideally tax-free, like Roth IRAs or even specially designed life insurance can be very well utilized to give you some great tax benefits, you know, and not just have it all tax-deferred where you're just going to think you're in a lower bracket, but they keep spending more money with the government, lowering taxes, lowering their income, and still spending more money. So at some point, we're going to have to pay those bills back. And that's going to be, you know, your retirement dollars. So yeah, I would say that'd be probably the biggest way to diversify is not only investments, but also tax treatments and what types of plans. So really, when you're talking about those eggs in one basket, you look at both those baskets.
In other words, what you're saying is, especially as you get closer to retirement, you need to fix that tax treatment basket, right? And change some things up before you actually retire.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you're younger now, geez, I wouldn't even get hooked on the pre-tax stuff. If you can, you know, I almost equate it to a drug. You know, the government's kind of a drug pusher and saying, hey, just defer these taxes. Really, we're going to have you in a lower bracket when you retire. Okay, is that really happening for people? No, but they don't tell you that, right? And so, yeah, if you're in your 20s or 30s, by all means, do everything you can possibly do into a Roth. You know, get the taxes out of the way, just have it done with. But yeah, if you're especially 50 and up, that's the time where you need to be really planning out your tax strategies of how you're going to get money back out in 10 or 15 years or even 5 years. And then that's when you have to say, okay, hold it. Do I have some stuff in those other buckets or not? Because if it's all 100% taxable, then you have no options. If all your money is taxable, your tax planning is nothing, right? It's just write the check. And so we want to have a little bit more options than just write the check. And that's probably the biggest keys for retirement is knowing the taxes along with the investments and not just focusing on just the investment side.
Hey, Eric, I know that you have something that you could offer our listeners today to get information on these tax strategies, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've got a report. It's really short. It's, you know, 10 to 15 pages or so. And, you know, it's very readable. It's not tax jargony. Yeah, it's a great way to get some information about tax strategies for retirement, and especially if you're 15 years or sooner to retirement. I would definitely begin this report. And again, it's free. There's no obligation or anything. It's just something that we can send you on email. We'll just send you a link to download it. So if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word tax, T-A-X, just send the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
WealthCreatorRadio.com. That's Eric's website. There you can find out all about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. Eric, what if you're not interested in investing in the markets in retirement? Are there other options?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's a lot of ways to still have some money and have it grow, you know, without the market risk. You're not going to typically long-term do as well, right? So you're not going to have the risk. You're not going to have the, you know, Malox moments or whatever you want to call them, right? The insanity we've had this year. Yeah. So you'll get to avoid all that. So there's a lot to be said for that. So yeah. And I have a client that she really wanted that. She's Hawaiian, and she's going to go back to Hawaii and retire there. And her daughter and her grandkids were out there. And so she said, hey, I want all my money to be guaranteed safe. I don't want to have any money at risk. And so what we did actually is a couple of years before she retired, because most companies will allow you to do this. If you're over 59 and a half, even though you're still working at that company, most will allow you to do what they call an in-service distribution. While you're still in service with the company, you can roll that money out to an IRA. Well, once it's in an IRA, you can do almost any type of investment. And so once we moved it to there, we were able to get some guaranteed investments that were going to grow at a guaranteed growth rate and then turn on a pension for life. And so we actually structured it two ways, where we had one kind of pot of money that would pay out for the first 5 years of retirement, which allowed that second pot of money to have a higher growth factor and have a higher income. And so then we were able to have that money there for the rest of her life. She doesn't have to look at the stock market, think about the stock market. She doesn't have to do anything with her retirement. It's just coming in the, you know, in the mail every day. Well, not really the mail, but direct deposit nowadays, right? But, it's coming in there, and yeah, there's no risk to her. So it is doable. You're going to have a little bit, either more time or not be, wanting to spend as much, because those assets will usually average around 3 to 6%. They're not average as high as sometimes the stock market, but they're also never going to have a -5 or -10 or definitely never a -30 year. So yeah, it's all about what options and having a plan. And yeah, it is possible to retire without having all that risk. Those are usually paying 5 or 6% too. So lots of options out there. You just have to be creative, and it's not something you can just kind of go online and get. So you have to be able to work with somebody to really help you figure out the best way to do this. Now is the time to take some action and reallocate and redo some of those monies. So, again, if that's something you want to find out a little bit more about, here at Heckman Financial, we can help you with that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can create that investment, that income, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. Again, it's no cost, no obligation. And if you want to just set up a phone call, we can just talk about what your situation is right now, and then see if there's something we can help you with or not. So again, you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team, 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckland Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial here in the Silicon Valley area. And today we're talking about key risks to your income in retirement. And when it comes to this next risk, it's not what you make, it's what you keep that counts. And we've already talked about this just a little bit. Let's repeat how important taxes or tax planning is for retirees, Eric.
Yeah, so it's funny. Every time I have somebody who's about to retire, or we're talking to somebody who's nearing retirement, and I always like to tell them, okay, taxes are going to be so much more complicated in retirement. And they just kind of go, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they do their taxes, and then they just say, wow, Eric, okay, now I know what you mean. They are a lot more complicated. And so you kind of go, although, why are taxes complicated in retirement? Well, think about it right now. If you're working, or if you're married, you're both working, you get that W-2. And you do your taxes, and that's pretty much it. There's not much to do. But if you're retired, well, now how do you create your paycheck, right? You don't have that paycheck coming in, so you don't get the W-2 anymore. And now you've got all these different kind of buckets of money, if you want to call it that, or whatever. You got the taxable bucket over here. That's just money you've saved or put away. You got probably a lot in the tax deferred bucket, which is your 401ks, IRAs. Hopefully you get some money in some tax-free buckets like Roth IRAs or life insurance, if it's done right. And so, that's the things that you need to be thinking about. But then, of course, you may have Social Security coming in if you're lucky enough to have a pension. And so you get a pick. So if you need to say, hey, I want, whatever the number is, $6,000 a month, you get to pick from all these different sources where you're going to get that money from. Well, however you pick that money, that's going to dictate how much tax you pay. And if you choose poorly, then you may actually pay a lot more tax. So things like Social Security. Social Security is not taxable until you make about $44,000 as a married couple, which is not much. It's the same number since the early 90s, never changed. And so most people are going to pay tax on their Social Security. But And what if you had a bunch of money in savings initially and you have your Social Security turned on? Well, why don't you just take the money from your savings account and the Social Security? You may not owe tax on Social Security that 1 year. Now, next year, you might have to take money out of your IRAs or 401ks to get by. But at least that 1 year, you didn't pay any tax on it. So again, that's tax planning. So that's stuff you do ahead of time. So that'd be stuff like, at the beginning, ideally, of the year, you'd figure out how you're going to create your income for that year. Tax reporting is what you usually do in April, now this year, up to July 15th. That's one of the big differences. You really want to do some tax planning ahead, because how you take your money out is going to really have a huge effect on your taxes and how much money, like you said, you get to keep.
You were just mentioning, about taking Social Security in retirement. And as you know, I just had a birthday. I'm 60 years old. I always perk up when I hear people talk about how they're going to retire, start collecting Social Security right off the bat at age 62. So I want to talk about that and get your opinion on when is the appropriate time to start taking Social Security benefits, Eric?
Yeah, that one can be complicated because one of the big ones is, are you working or not? So one thing is, if you're working and you're under your full retirement age, and reason why I say full retirement age is it's not necessarily your birthday. So for people born between 55 and 59, it's actually 66 in so many even numbered months. Once you're 1960 and on in terms of your birth date, then it's just age 67. So say you want to retire at 65 because you can get Medicare now and you don't have to pay for health insurance. So you're like, okay, I'll just get the Medicare. I'll retire now, turn on my Social Security. Oh, but then you start working, or somebody calls you up and offers you a job for doing something, and you start working, and then all of a sudden, guess what? If you make more than $18,250, you start paying back. For every $2 you make, you pay back $1 of Social Security. So right around $50,000, $60,000 for most people, you would have paid back all your Social Security. But you locked in that penalty for starting early. Not good. So yeah, one would be, if you're going to start early, you have to commit to not working, which sounds weird. So you're going to get less money, you're not going to be able to work, and you're going to have need that money a lot longer. So starting that early is pretty hazardous, I think, for most people. Yeah, the other big one is you want to figure out, if you're a married couple, then you want to figure out who's got the bigger of the two checks. And that person should try to wait as long as they can. So either to full retirement or ideally all the way up to 70. And the reason why is that's what I like to call the eternal check. So the eternal check is that couple's check that will never go away. So what happens is when one of you passes away, the smaller check disappears, the bigger check stays. So say one check's $3,000, one's two. If one of you pass away, doesn't matter who is getting the $3,000 check, that's the one that's going to keep coming in. So you want that check to be as big as possible. So that's the one of the big keys to doing that, is really making sure, you know, you've set it up right. And, you know, one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial is we help people with those plans. We're actually even doing something even more special right now. We're actually helping people, regardless if they have funds or not, if they're just having some financial tough issues. We also set up some pro bono hours where we've got some time slots on our calendar where we're just going to help you ask any question, you know, we can on financial matters. If it's, you know, which bill should I pay, or which one can I afford to do, and things like that. So, you know, if it's about your financial plan, we've got definitely, we can sit and have a phone call and talk about that. But if it's just about a financial concern that's come up because of COVID-19 and this recession that we're going into, you know, feel free to give us a call and set up a time. So you can either text the word visit and we'll send you the link to set up a time. So text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, I think something interesting to recognize would be, what would be some things people are most often overlooking if they've tried to prepare for retirement on their own? What have you seen?
Well, one, as I mentioned already, is the taxes, not really doing proper tax planning, and then they take out money from the wrong sources. Or actually, one that's really bad right now is letting it all defer to 70, or now used to be 70 and a half, now 72 for required minimum distribution. You know, then you have this huge tax hit versus taking it out more over time. So that's probably one. Medical is probably a big one that people misunderstand. You know, they say, okay, I need this much money to live on and so forth, but they forget that their company may be paying $2,000 to $3,000 a month for their medical insurance. And now all of a sudden they're having to pay that. And so if they retire pre-65, it's super expensive. I mean, you can pretty much count on $800 to $1,000 per person. And then once you hit 65 and you're on Medicare, okay, maybe you're talking $300-$400 a month now. So, you know, it goes down a little bit, but still, for if there's two of you, yeah, that can be very expensive. And also, if your income's very high, they can actually double, triple, and quadruple your Medicare premiums. And that's one that people probably almost never hear about. It's based on your taxable income, but it doesn't show up on your tax return. So I don't even see ever tax preparers even talking about that or doing that calculation. So yeah, I would say, you know, which monies to take, which ways to take the money out. And then, you know, the health insurance costs, those are probably all areas that, you know, people really need to be thinking a lot more about. And then also just kind of the reality of spending in retirement. There's all these dumb studies or dumb things that say, oh, you need to retire on 70% of your pre-tax income, you know, before you retired. If you got 7 days a weekend, and assuming you're allowed to go travel and do stuff, way more time to spend money, guess what? You're going to be able to spend it. So what we're doing right now is we're actually helping people with two ways. One is if people just need some help, need some financial questions, hey, we set up some time on our calendar. It's called the COVID-19 Resources. This is just a total way for me to give back to people and help people with whatever questions they might have. But also, if you want to find out more about our planning process, how we can help you, there's no cost, no obligation. So both of them are on the same calendar there at 800-454-1184. You can text the word visit and we'll send you the link. 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with a special guest here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. Great to have you here, Drew.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, so you're our resident expert on all things mortgages, I know there's those rule of thumbs, you're 6 months or, there's all sorts of different things that people say, oh, you should do or shouldn't do. So what do you usually say to people?
It's funny. As soon as the Feds announced some of the rate cuts, this is the Fed funds rate, right? I had some people say, hey, I heard that, Fed rate is zero. Can I get a 0% interest rate?
I want one.
Yeah, I think all of us do. And even though the Feds have been doing some pretty, they're throwing everything that they got at it. They're not bringing mortgage interest rates down to zero. So mortgage interest rates, that's a private, private enterprise. It's a private mortgage, and it's the private market. The Fed funds, that's, depository banks lending money. And so that's, very different numbers. So their target for that is, 0%, maybe a little bit above 0%. But that's not what a mortgage bank would lend you for your mortgage. So I want that to be very clear. But rates are very low. So, right now, if people say, hey, should I refi? My typical answer is, well, we should definitely look at it because rates are very low. They're the lowest they've been in many years. So taking a look at that makes a lot of sense. Now, there is a little, there's just a bit of misunderstanding of just the mortgage market, and it's definitely a fluid situation. So people need to understand that there is some differences in different loan amounts and different types of loans and what the marketplace is doing with those interest rates. So there are some mortgages that, they're just rock bottom, the lowest we've seen in a very, very long time. And then there's others that, it doesn't make a lot of sense. If you've done a mortgage recently, you're probably doing just fine. So the way I break it apart is really talking about loan amount and the three different pools of money. There's the conventional low balance, which is based about loan amount, right? We're not talking about the price of the home. We're talking about just loan amount today.
The amount you owe, exactly. Yeah.
And today, that's pricing extremely well, meaning the interest rate is very low. And that is a conventional low balance loan is $510,400. And that is countrywide. If you're looking to buy a home,
that went up this year then, right?
It did. Yeah. Yeah. It's been
it used to be the 400s, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, well, not every year, but there's these government sponsored entities that manage that. And, that's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. If you've heard of those, they're agencies that have been tasked to standardize the mortgage market essentially. And so they play in that arena, that conventional low balance arena, which is $510,000.
And that's the ones you hear the rates quoted on, right? I mean, that's the ones that, you know, everybody always quotes those rates. They don't quote the higher ones, like a TV yeah. ad or a radio ad or something like that, right?
Right. Yeah. If you see a window sticker, maybe not since you haven't left the house, if you hear it on the radio or see it online. Yeah, that's typically what we call the conventional low balance interest rates. And those are fantastic. They're the lowest we've seen in a very, very long time. If you have a loan amount in the 5-10 range, or even close to it, you definitely want to make a phone call and see what you can do. In high cost areas, and lo and behold, in the Bay Area, the greater Bay Area, most counties are in this kind of designated area. And so Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, these government sponsored entities, have increased that conventional low balance amount. So the 5-10-400 loan amount, they've increased that all the way to 765-600. So that is what we call the conventional high balance, where 5-10 and below loan amount is the low balance. The 5-10 to 765 loan amount, again, loan amount, not home price, but loan amount, is what we call that high balance amount. And those interest rates aren't as good as the low balance, but they're still decent, right? They're not the absolute rock bottom we've seen. But if you haven't refied in the last year or two, you may want to take a look and see what, you know, what's out there, because it may make sense to you. And then anything above the 765-600 loan amount, we call that jumbo. And that just means it's big, right? That's my industry getting real cute there. And jumbo loans, those are loans that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they don't play in that space. These are companies like pension funds and large institutions who buy up these loans, that invest in these loans. And that this part of it, it's a very mixed bag. When we talk about refis, there's been some changes in the marketplace where there's just not as many people wanting to take on kind of that concentrated risk, right? Because these are sometimes, you know, millions or multiple millions with one loan. So there's less people playing in that space. And when there's less demand for buying these loans, usually interest rates are higher.
And so those are the people that more than likely need to probably reach out and call you and say, hey, yeah, does this make sense? I mean, for any level, but I would say probably the jumbo ones, like you said, over that 765, that's the one where it's going to take a little bit more analysis, right, to figure out if it's a good deal or not.
That's a lot less, you know, it's not surface level. We got to really dive in and figure out, you know, is there an investor who would be a good fit for your situation? And if so, you know, what kind of interest rate and, you know, what does it look like and what's the break-even point and does it make sense to refi? So there has been some you know, changes in that marketplace.
And obviously you still have to be well employed and not hopefully have, you know, salary cuts or anything else that, you know, is going around. So COVID-19 stuff. I mean, so that is one thing that you might want to be thinking about is if your company, you know, if there's a chance that they may have layoffs or, you know, cuts, this might be the time to apply for getting that lower loan balance now before things get, you know, potentially worse for income wise, because obviously you're not going to show up as nice on paper to the lender if you're, you know, got some sort of issue, right?
And yeah. And that's a very good point. And unfortunately, it's something that we're dealing with, every single day with our clients. And, you know, just to kind of take a step back and talk about, you know, the loans in a loans 101, a lender's lending you money in hopes of repayment. And typically they're looking at income to justify you being able to repay them. Right now with the unprecedented amount of unemployment going on and furloughs and, salary reductions and things like that, that is a very important point that lenders are going to be curious about. The ability to repay is a direct function of income for lenders. And there's actually, you know, it's written in our guides as lenders that we have to prove ability to pay. Even if you've got lots of money in the bank, we have to do some sort of calculation and analysis to make sure, you know, we've got some sort of income. You know, the assets are generating income, great, but if you don't have a job and you don't have sizable assets or a pension or retirement, that might be an issue. So it's something that lenders are checking all the time. You know, furloughs, salary reductions, job loss, all of those things are in the back of a lender's mind and, of course, in all of our minds. So it's something that, yeah, if you think that it might be on the horizon for you, but you can do a refi right now to reduce your monthly payments, definitely look into it. Have the conversations with your loan officer, though, if you do have, you know, you're suspicious of your job not being, you know, completely stable.
So what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Yeah, give us a call. Our phone number is 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. Whether you want to talk about refiing, buying, or refiing and then buying, definitely give us a call. And again, that number one more time is 408-610-3210.
Yeah, it's great having you on, Drew. And we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio with me, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
The long-term effects of the coronavirus are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services now. Eric and his team have seen market fluctuations before. Schedule a visit and work with them to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings from the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings. Don't wait. Call for a complimentary online visit or virtual meeting right now. 800-224-2489. You don't know if the market will lose 1,000 points tomorrow. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the coronavirus or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-224-2489. Don't wait. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
We're so glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And we've come to the time in our show when Eric gives us an example of someone's wealth success. And we need something positive right now, Eric. So what do you have for us?
Well, yeah, it's more just about, you know, how does somebody react correctly about this whole virus and what to do with their financial plan, and especially if they're close to retirement. So, you know, I had somebody who was like everybody, they were getting a little bit too complacent with how easy it was to make money in the market, and especially last year being such a great year. And, you know, they saw things going down so much, and they decided not to just sit there and be on the sidelines and hope for it to come back. And so all those, you know, don't sell, just wait for it to return, all those kind of quotes you hear, but, you know, that may work for some people in some situations, but for a lot of people, no, it's actually time to take action. And so what we did is we actually, you know, sold out some of the stuff that was losing money, and we're able to put it into something that's guaranteed. They actually got a bonus up front where this company would pay them back some money that they lost, and, you know, and basically allow them to protect some money, have some money guaranteed that can't go away from here on out. And now they've got a lot more balanced financial plan because of this, and they're going to be able to weather these storms a lot more. And they know at least that they've got that comfort saying that, hey, you know, when I go to retire, at least I know I'm always going to be able to take out X amount of dollars and not have to worry about it being down that month, or, you know, that being a bad year, or, you know, whatever the next crazy thing that hits us and freaks out the markets, right? So, yeah, so it's just really about that. It's about taking some planning and taking action, even during scary times like we're going through now. And so really the first step is just sitting down and saying, okay, what path am I on? Where am I headed? Am I in the right ballpark? Am I, you know, roughly in the right direction or not? You know, and then what things am I missing? It's one of these things where lots of times, you know, yeah, you can't find that thing you lost at your house, but then somebody else asks and they're like, it's right there next to you. And you're like, what? and so it's one of those things where if you have somebody else's pair of eyes, somebody else's experience and knowledge, you know, they're going to be able to point out a lot more stuff than you may not know about. And, you know, and then have that investment plan, that income plan, written income plan, see if that money's going to last for the rest of your life with inflation, with taxes, everything included. If you want to set up that phone call, 15, 20 minutes, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always listen to us on iTunes or any place where you find your podcast. Just search for Wealth Creator Radio, or even ask Alexa or Google to find Wealth Creator Radio, and you can listen to us then too. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.